Welcome to day 134 of our 180-day study of the Westminster Standards. I think we'll finish up the Eighth Commandment today, which of course is Thou Shalt Not Steal. We've already completed a look at the duties required in the Eighth Commandment, and we're in the midst of studying the sins forbidden in the Eighth Commandment. If you'll recall Westminster Shorter Catechism question 75, which asks, what is forbidden in the Eighth Commandment? The answer is, the Eighth Commandment forbiddeth whatsoever doth or may unjustly hinder our own or our neighbor's wealth or outward estate. Yesterday we started looking at Westminster Larger Catechism question 142, which asks, what are the sins forbidden in the Eighth Commandment? And here's what we found so far. The sins forbidden in the Eighth Commandment, besides the neglect of the duties required, are theft, robbery, man-stealing and receiving anything that is stolen, fraudulent dealing, false weights and measures, removing landmarks, injustice and unfaithfulness in contracts between man and man, or in matters of trust, oppression, extortion, usury, bribery, and vexatious lawsuits. So let's pick up now with unjust enclosures and depopulations. Isaiah 5:8 says, woe unto them that join house to house, that lay field to field, till there be no place, that they may be placed alone in the midst of the earth. Micah 2:2 says, and they covet fields, and take them by violence, and houses, and take them away. So they oppress a man and his house, even a man and his heritage. We have today entire government departments which are virtually dedicated to coveting fields and taking them by violence under a concept called asset forfeiture. There's a couple of links to learn more about that. Next sin prohibited by the Eighth Commandment is engrossing commodities to enhance the price. You've probably heard several sermons about this subject in your church. Proverbs 11:26 says, he that withholdeth corn, the people shall curse him, but blessing shall be upon the head of him that selleth it. This is, in a nutshell, our entire farm subsidy program, which pays farmers not to grow crops so that the supply is diminished, thus increasing the price. And the farmers like it when the price of the things they don't sell go up. Or we have a few links there to help you understand the concept of engrossing commodities to enhance the price. Then next is unlawful callings, a violation of the Eighth Commandment, an unlawful calling. Of course, it may be lawful in the eyes of the government, but we're talking here about an unlawful calling in the eyes of the law of God. Acts 19:19. Many of them also which used curious arts brought their books together and burned them before all men, and they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. Then for a certain man named Demetrius, a silversmith, which made silver shrines for Diana, brought no small gain unto the craftsmen, whom he called together with the workmen of like occupation and said, sirs, you know that by this craft we have our wealth. In other words, don't keep telling the peoples to stop worshiping false gods because we make a profit by their false worship. Well, profiting off the idolatry or other sinful activity or even stupid activity of other people is an unlawful calling. There are lots of callings which are good callings, and today in our world there are lots of callings which are bad callings. There are a lot of people who do things, for example, for a living that basically constitute a violation of, well, just to name the one commandment we're on now, the Eighth Commandment. People who basically spend their life violating the Eighth Commandment, and that's their vocation, that's their calling, an unlawful calling. There are lots of things that a person can do that genuinely benefit other people, and they don't have to be rescuing the world, they don't have to be saving the whole person, they can just benefit one part of an ordinary person's life. This is the kind of specialization that we enjoy in a division of labor, and there are some links that help explain how your participation performing a specialized function where you perform a narrow service or manufacture one specific good, and you depend on everyone else in the division of labor, everyone else in the world, to perform their functions, which help benefit your life. And this is the opposite of being self-sufficient. And this is what being a body, which is what the church is supposed to be, is all about. Having a lawful calling is an important part of life. Next, all other unjust or sinful ways of taking or withholding from our neighbor what belongs to him, or of enriching ourselves. Job 20:19, because he hath oppressed and hath forsaken the poor, because he hath violently taken away an house which he builded not. James 5:4, behold, the hirer of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, crieth, and the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. And Proverbs 21:6, the getting of treasures by a lying tongue is a vanity tossed to and fro of them that seek death. Covetousness is a violation of the 8th commandment, obviously also a violation of the 10th. Luke 12:15, and he said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of things which he possesseth. An inordinate prizing and affecting worldly goods. 1 Timothy 6:5, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. From such withdraw thyself. Colossians 3:2, set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Proverbs 23:5, wilt thou set thine eyes upon that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings, they fly away as an eagle toward heaven. Psalm 62:10, trust not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. Another sin forbidden in the 8th commandment is distrustful and distracting cares and studies in getting, keeping, and using them. Worldly goods, that is. Matthew 6:25, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body what ye shall put on. Is not life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take the thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Ecclesiastes 5:12, the sleep of a laboring man is sweet, whether he eat little or much, but the abundance of the rich will not suffer him to sleep. Next forbidden in the 8th commandment is envying at the prosperity of others. Psalm 73:3, for I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. Psalm 37:1, fret not thyself because of evil doers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. I think we've already mentioned envy and how much of our political system is based on envy, based on hatred of the rich, based on the hatred of those who perform valuable services and are rewarded by consumers who are happy to pay for their goods. Now, the verses that we've looked at in this section here are those who have an unspiritual fretting or worrying about those who are prospering because they do evil. But there's also the envy of those who are prosperous because they're doing good. So there's two different things here, actually. But we have a link there to discuss more on envy. It's another sin of the 8th commandment, idleness. 2 Thessalonians 3:11, for we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies. Proverbs 18:9, he also that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is a great waster. And again, we have billions of dollars in government welfare policies which reward those who are unemployed and generally idle. Not that there isn't a place for charity for those who are temporarily displaced from their job and looking for another one or whatever, but this is a decision that's best made for you with your money to help those that you feel are not violating the 8th commandment. Next, we have prodigality, wasteful gaming, and all other ways whereby we do unduly prejudice our own outward estate. In other words, spending purposelessly, or also gambling. Proverbs 21:17, he that loveth pleasure shall be a poor man, he that loveth wine and oil shall not be rich. Proverbs 23:20-21, be not among winebibbers, among riotous eaters of flesh, for the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall clothe a man with rags. Proverbs 28:19, he that tilleth his land shall have plenty of bread, but he that followeth after vain persons shall have poverty enough. And defrauding ourselves of due use and comfort of that estate which God hath given us. Ecclesiastes 4:8, there is one alone, and there is not a second, yea, he hath neither child nor brother, yet there is no end of all his labor, neither is his eye satisfied with riches, neither saith he, for whom do I labor, and bereave my soul of good? This also is vanity, yea, it is a sore travail. Ecclesiastes 6:2, a man to whom God hath given riches, wealth, and honor, so that he wanteth nothing for his soul of all that he desireth, yet God giveth him not power to eat thereof, but a stranger eateth it. This is vanity, and it is an evil disease. And finally, 1 Timothy 5:8, if any provide not for his own, and specially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith, and is worse than an infidel. And that concludes our look at the 8th commandment. Tomorrow on day 135, we'll begin looking at the 9th commandment.